Jeff Allen. He is a Christian, and he's got an Apostles of Comedy tour coming up. Jeffrey, how are you?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Good to hear you, baby. I always thought you were a sweet soul when we would encounter each other on the road, but I thought you were sitting on some reservoir pain. I didn't want to probe it because I didn't want you to think I was hitting on you or something. But looking back in retrospect, were you drinking at that time, or what
drinking.
Was it?
Yeah, just a tad. when I was living in L.A., I used to drink with the Vietnam vets because I found a collective group of people less depressed than me.
Well, certainly one wants to be the alpha dog in any room.
Well, you want to be called Mr. Happy when you walk into a place, you know.
Jesus, Jeffrey. That's the Jeffrey I remember. Now, tell me about and we've got some tour dates coming up. You can go to Jeff Allen, A-L-L-E-N, that is, comedy.com, jeffallencomedy.com. Tell me about, well, first let's talk about your Road to Damascus moment. When did you realize that the drinking had was a little too infringing on your life?
Well, my father asked me. He always wrestled with alcohol. About 2 years into my sobriety, I went to a 12-step program, and he said, what was the catalyst? And for me, it was I beat my six-month-old son in a crib, and nothing had shamed me up to that point or humiliated me more, you know. I looked at drunk tanks as a part of the drinker's life, you know. So, anyway, I went to the program. I got some help. They told me to pray. I said, to what? They said, find something in the universe that's bigger than you. And the only thing that exceeded my arrogance was my ignorance. And that started the road. I just started reading books and seeking an answer to, the deeper questions. And after 8 or 9 years of that, somebody had led me to the Bible. And I believe that the... it was revealed through. It's interesting because my two favorite books in the Bible were Ecclesiastes and Job, so that'll give you an idea where I was at when.
I'm not that up on my Bible. Tell me why. I know Job's isn't that something about somebody turns into salt.
Christians, when they heard that Ecclesiastes was my favorite book, they said, such a cynical book. I go, well, you didn't know me like God knew me. So, yeah. Solomon wrote it at the end of his life, 78 years old, and basically said all of life was meaningless. So his conclusions at the end of his life were, life without God will have no meaning, without meaning in your life, no purpose, without purpose, suicide. So, and that I found exhilarating.
Well, that'll get your attention.
Yes, that would. I just was like, wow, that was my 9-year search. Up to that point was that was my conclusion.
Now, I'm sorry, Jeffrey. Yeah, go ahead.
I just couldn't find anything. The comedy didn't matter. The family didn't matter. It all came out to an emptiness.
Yeah.
Anyway,
talking about literally staying alive or dying at that point.
That's it.
After you make the initial concession, there must be a great relief come over you, and also weight lifted from your shoulders. Is there also any apprehension that whatever your angst fulcrum is for your comedy might abate? Or how did you find your comedy immediately after you had your Road to Damascus moment?
Well, it was interesting. It got milky, pretty bland. You're right about that. I didn't know what fit into the parameters, what didn't fit into the parameters. Certainly the swearing stopped. That wasn't a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really talked about, I don't know.
I know what you mean.
Pretty
the stuff that's verboten.
I talked about my wife and my children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the anger and the rage was gone. And I remember a guy had seen me from Legacy Entertainment. We were working on a development deal. And he came out to Vegas to see me, and he just said he didn't think it was edgy enough. And I've pushed the boundaries within Christendom over the last decade to see where the lines are, you know. And that's what, you know, people talk about an edge in comedy, and I believe that the word edge came from the fact that there was a moral standard within the culture, and comics kind of knew where the line was.
Mm-hmm.
And the edgy guys would go to the line, maybe step over the line. And I think over the years, the line has been obliterated. There is no line anymore. And
Yeah, but
so
there's some...
It's harder to find, you know what I'm saying? Because anything goes on stage anymore.
But there's a certain ingenuity, and indeed, I think, a cleverness to working on the one step inside the line. I mean, I really admire guys who step up and say, what is the task? And then work back from the task. I like watching those mental tumblers click together. We're talking to comedian Jeff Allen. JeffAllenComedy.com is the website where you can find some tour dates for this Apostles of Comedy National Tour. By the way, before we get into the details of the tour, Jeff, is that young baby who was in the crib the son who goes on to Iraq? Or
actually, he's the youngest one, and I had shared that story at a gospel music event in front of about 5,000 people. And I've always been a believer that you're as sick as your secrets, so I figured I would share it, see how they reacted to it. And that boy came over to me. He was about 12. And he said, was I that boy you beat in the crib? And I said, yeah, Dad was a different man then, son. And he put his arms around me, and he hugged me, and he said, I forgive you.
Wow, Jeffrey, that was a powerful moment of your life.
Wept. And I said, if more sons and fathers would get together and just, you know, I grew up with a dad. If I walked up to him and said, I forgive you, he'd go, for what?
Mm-hmm. Boy, what an amazing cathartic moment. Now, how many comedians are out there that you felt able to put together a posse? Who do you trust? Who are the guys? Tell me about the tour.
Well, Brad Stein, I met him at the Improv in Tempe. We did a show called Funny People of Faith, and I really loved him. He's kind of a Dennis Leary-ish, you know. He's pretty.
Now
pretty
that
angry,
I'd love to see.
You know. And then Anthony Griffith, I knew from Chicago from 20-some years ago.
I know Anthony. Yeah, I remember him.
Man, he's one of those guys you sit with for an hour, and you just want to be a better man.
Yeah,
you know?
Good cat.
He's just a gentle soul and a funny guy. And then Ron Pearson, who I worked with at Comedy Magic Club out in Hermosa Beach. And we wanted some kind of variety because we're shooting for three generations. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I grew up in Chicago, there was only one thing that we did as a family. That was the Ice Capades, because everybody hated it equally. You know,
there was commonality there.
Yeah,
so you're shooting for.
Why do we have to go? Shut up! We all hate it. Get in the car. You know.
So you're demographic-wise, you're shooting for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost here. You
want
to get
the Trinity? That's all we want.
All right. Well, good luck with it, Jeffrey. Good to hear your voice. Nice to hear you're saved, brother, and healthy. I'm happy for you. JeffAllenComedy.com. Go to it. Find the Apostles of Comedy National Tour coming up. And we appreciate your time.